Welcome back for another Fact Friday. This is a very interesting summertime fact. I'm sure a lot of us are going to be summer swimming or at the beach this weekend, so it's perfect to go along with that. Although I do have to say, celebrating the U.S. in any sort of way this weekend feels insane to me. In fact, I've seen a lot of places, people talking about doing a buying boycott from July 3rd to 5th as a form of protest against the overturning of Roe versus Wade. So I'm going to definitely be participating in that. I hope you consider it too. I think it's just kind of a small step we can take to fight back and show how many people are really against this decision. And I'm definitely just going to be sending the 4th with friends and not actually celebrating or supporting the American economy in any way. But getting to this week's fact, did you know that the bikini was created as a result of wartime fabric rationing during World War II? In 1943, the two-piece style started to become more popular, and then the actual version of the bikini that we would think of now was designed by Louis Riard in France in 1946. He actually named it after American nuclear tests too, which was pretty crazy to me. And then the design to the, that's like cut below the belly button, wasn't actually like accepted until a few decades later. So just some fun facts when you're putting on your swimsuit this weekend. I know it's supposed to be like super hot in Pittsburgh this weekend, which is where I'm currently at. So it's a definite possibility for me, and I will be thinking about this. But that's all for this Fact Friday. Try to enjoy your weekend despite the craziness going on, and do try to participate in the boycott if you can. I know a lot of people too are even talking about doing like a whole No Buy July, where if you do have to purchase anything, you're only purchasing from women-owned businesses that support healthcare, abortion access for all. So I'll try to keep up with sharing things on that and good businesses to support when you do need to buy things on Instagram stories. The account for this podcast is just fash.ed, just in case you don't know, and that's always in the show notes with my email. And I'll, of course, put the information source for the fact like always in there too. And then last little thing, I try not to mention this too much on here because it feels weird, but if you're feeling extra generous this summer, there's an option that's always listed at the very bottom of the show notes on every episode to support this podcast. And you have the option to make monthly donations of either 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. And that just really helps me out a little bit with all the time it takes putting together the episodes and everything. Definitely no pressure on that. I just feel like I haven't ever actually mentioned it on here. But as always, reviews and subscriptions are always appreciated too. That really helps the podcast out a lot. And okay, yeah, so like I said, try to have a relaxing weekend. I will get Fashed again with you on Wednesday to discuss the June Book and Movie Club pick, Diana Vreeland, The Eye Has to Travel, which you can watch on Amazon Prime for free. And that's it. I'll talk to you then.